Hello, Joan. Welcome back.
On a day when the sun is shining and the skies are blue and the snow in many parts of Rome seems to have finally melted. Well, this is such a big weekend, obviously, with the new cardinals. We're recording this almost as events are taking place, so we can't quote the Holy Father's words at the consistory yet. But new cardinals, 22 of them. Very important weekend for the church, for the countries of these gentlemen who will be wearing red from now on. But
a fair number of them are from the United States, aren't they?
There's two, and very interestingly, Cardinals O'Brien and Dolan were in that order for 11 years, the rectors of the North American College, our seminary here in Rome. So O'Brien from 90 to 94, and Dolan from 94 to 2001. So Cardinal O'Brien, of course, heads the Order of the Holy Sepulchre of Jerusalem. He's the Grand Master. And Cardinal Dolan is the Archbishop of New York. So big weekend, but it was a big week in many, many respects, starting obviously with the Angelus last Sunday, because the Pope, I'm sure our listeners know by now, I mean, the Pope always has reflections that he makes before and after the Marian prayer. Before, the prayer is usually on the gospel of the day from the Mass, and then afterwards there might be some other reflection on an international event, which was the case last Sunday when this was a brand new appeal, not the first he's ever made to end violence and bloodshed in Syria.
I think it's since November he's repeated his appeal for the end of violence in Syria.
And he asked the authorities to address what he called the legitimate aspirations of the populace. And he said he's been following with great apprehension the dramatic and growing incidents of violence in Syria, and in recent days they've caused numerous deaths. But he said he remembers in prayer the victims, including a number of children.
Exactly.
And the wounded and those suffering the consequences of an increasingly worrisome conflict. So,
a report last week shone the light on the fact that over 400 children have been killed in Syria since the beginning of the violence.
That's like 10% of the total. It's just it's totally indiscriminate.
Exactly.
This year we celebrate the 49th World Day of Prayer for Vocations, and the theme of this year's papal message was Vocations, the Gift of the Love of the Lord. Now this day will be marked this year on Sunday, April 29th. And the Pope goes kind of back to his Deus Caritas Est encyclical. He says the source of every perfect gift is God, who is love. And among the many gifts mentioned in that sentence is, of course, the gift of vocations. He said, we are loved by God even before we come into existence. He's known us from all time. He knows us by name. I've always found that an extraordinarily consoling thought. The Pope said every specific vocation is born of the initiative of God, and it is, returning to his initial phrase, he said, it is a gift of the love of God.
It's also been an intense week as far as news has been concerned, because I think Lombardi himself spoke of the Vatti leaks.
Yes, and as a matter of fact, on Tuesday, Father Lombardi, of course, who heads the press office, Vatican Radio and Television, he published a 750-word statement. He said, you know, nothing really surprises us anymore. And he began by saying the American administration was affected by WikiLeaks. The Vatican, too, has its disclosures, its leaked documents that tend to create confusion and bewilderment and throw a bad light on the Vatican, the governance of the church, and more broadly on the church herself. And then he goes into media reports that have come out about Vatican finances, media reports that have come out about corruption and so forth in the governorate, other reports that have come out about power struggles in the Vatican and so forth. And basically, if you read carefully Father Lombardi's message, and I think we really have to say thank you to him for this, he's asking the media. Father says, you have to approach anything that has to do, this should be true of any field of life, politics or whatever, but the church or the faith or the Vatican, you have to have prudential discernment, and truth must be the focus. Not how you see the truth or what you want the truth to be, but what the truth really is. And do the full story. Don't take things out of context. So I found very moving his words. He said there's something very sad in the fact that documents are dishonestly passed from the inside to the outside in order to create confusion. And he said both sides bear responsibility, those who supply the document and then those who undertake to use them for purposes that certainly have nothing to do with the pure love of truth. So the Vatican really did have to come out with a statement like this. And interestingly enough, even though it was very brief, the Holy Father, Wednesday night, when he visited the Roman seminary, he gave a long prepared talk, and then he also had many other off-the-cuff remarks. But he did speak about two great powers that in themselves are very useful, but they can be easily abused. And he said those of finance and those of the media. This really kind of goes back in a way to what Father was referring to.
Father Lombardi was referring to
in his statement. So I think it's very interesting. The Vatican has not shied away from this. I've been in Rome long enough, to be honest, to remember when something like this would come out. I'm 30 or more years ago. When something like this would come out in the media, the Vatican wasn't even reactive. They were never proactive. They weren't even reactive. Something would be like, hey, listen, if we don't say anything, people will forget about it. And that didn't always turn out to be a very good policy. And it was a much better policy to come out and answer people's questions, clear something up, make a statement, and best of all, be proactive about an issue. And so I think you're seeing, you know, some of that here. There can be negative news, and I really always love the good news stories.
We all do, Joe.
And I know. And one of the great ones this week is that Pope Benedict XVI is giving a personal donation to the restoration of the Basilica of St. Augustine in the town of Annaba, if I'm saying that correctly, Algeria. The restoration started last year. The church stands on a hill overlooking the ruins of Hippo, which, of course, was the Episcopal See of St. Augustine, father of the church. And this church was built in the last century, half in the Arab Moorish style and half in the Romanesque Byzantine style. And in those two styles, because of the universal appeal of St. Augustine, who, of course, wrote the Confessions, and the Bishop of Constantine, Bishop Defarge of Constantine Hippo, actually did say on Vatican Radio, he was telling about the Holy Father's own personal financial donation. And, of course, there are other foundations that are helping. The Augustinians, interestingly, have been in Algeria since 1933, and that's the year this Basilica of St. Augustine was entrusted to the Maltese province of the order. Now, there's very few Christians there, and actually the Augustinians probably help more Muslims than they do Christians. But interestingly enough, when visitors are taken to this church and the Augustinians are showing them around, they point out the beautiful windows on the basilica. And they point out the importance that St. Augustine, an Algerian, that he had in Western culture. So I think that's kind of a fun, interesting story. And there's
nice
a lot
story,
of people in Algeria who will be saying, thank you, Holy Father.
Absolutely.
For his contribution.
Another highlight of the week was the UK delegation that met with the Holy Father.
Well, this was very interesting. It was a delegation led by a, I believe her title is like Minister
Baroness.
Without Portfolio,
oh, right.
Baroness Saida Hussein mm-hmm. Warsi. And she's Muslim, actually, but she, in a nutshell, when she gave a talk, she addressed this academy, the Diplomatic Academy, and she and her delegation met with the Holy Father. They mm-hmm. met with Cardinal Bertone. Oh, and this was all to celebrate the 30 years of diplomatic ties between the UK and the Holy See. And in a nutshell, basically, her talk was that the world has to pay more attention to religion, and specifically Christianity. Just look at Europe. Christianity is at the roots of Europe. And here we have a Muslim woman leading this delegation who said how distressed she was that the preamble to the Constitution, like of the European Union, didn't even mention Christianity and the Christian roots. And she said, we've got to look more towards Christianity because of how they built up this place that we now call Europe. And they issued a lengthy communique, which in essence highlighted the issues that the delegations mm-hmm. had spoken of, and the many, many things that the UK and the Holy See have in common, the right to religious freedom, promoting disarmament, sustainable development, et cetera, et cetera. So a very interesting several-day period for the UK visit. And they met with the Pope on Wednesday.
Right, right.
I think it was after the general audience. We've had so much news this week. Of course, we never can do it all. I mean, in the short time allotted to us each week. But I found the Wednesday audience fascinating. The Pope has been talking about prayer, specifically the prayer of Jesus on the cross. And he talks about his three last words. They're not actually three words, but three sentences. The first one being his prayer, Father, forgive them. They know not what they're doing. So Jesus pleads for his executioners and shows, of course, the depth of his mercy and love. His second of the three words, if you will, today you will be with me in paradise. He's offering hope, obviously, to the certainly to the good thief. And his third and final cry, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. And this is Jesus' trust-filled surrender to God's will. A very beautiful, touching audience I found this week. And more at depth, again, this is in English. On the if you go to the Pope's weekly audience and look for this week's catechesis.
Thank you very, very much, Joan.